Any kids out there? Anybody want to come up for a little children's message? Anyone at all? Morning. We're going to find out.
Yay.
I'm going to talk about it a little bit. Yes, it is. It is part of Innet. Okay. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Excellent. Excellent. You're all looking good this morning. Last week, Mr. Volman spoke about how sometimes we hear things that kind of let us know that we're not actually doing what God wants us to do. And he used a couple people in the band, and they did a great job of showing what things sound like when we're not following and what things sound like when we are following. So, this week, I'm going to talk about another way that God lets us know something, and that's when he calls us. Now, that doesn't mean he uses a telephone. He might, but not normally. And the example that I'm going to use is what we're going to hear about today in the gospel. The gospel today, Jesus is on the shore of a lake, and there's a lot of people around, and they're pushing him away from where he thinks would be the right place for him to teach. So what he does is he comes across some men who are eventually going to be his apostles and his disciples, and he asks if he can use their boat. Well, they've been out fishing all night long. And I don't know what you guys think about when you think about fishing, but I think about a pole, right? Well, these guys are kind of fishing on a bigger scale. They fish to provide food for families and a whole city or a whole town, village, and a group. So they use a net, and this is what I have is a net. You want to help me? Okay, now this is a minnow net. This is just a little net. The one that these guys had in their boat, probably about 100 times larger than this, okay? So the way this works is you see these little pieces of styrofoam. Daniel, can you hold that up for me? Thank you. Okay, put that one down on the bottom. Okay, see, and that one down there has got little weights. So this floats on top of the water. And that sinks to the bottom, okay? Then you grab onto those strings on the bottom, and you pull it together. So if you pull those together, no, this one would stay up here, honey. From there to there, go this way, across. Go this way. So if this is up here, and you take that string, and you put it on that string, what do you get? Pull that together. End up with something that looks like this. And inside here, and once you get those together, you pull it up. So inside this, you end up with a whole bunch of fish. Yeah, kind of different. Now, the story, though, is that Jesus asked to use the boat. He pushed it out, and he then taught. He taught people that were sitting on the shore. Well, afterwards, he told Peter, Simon Peter, to take the boat out and throw the net over the side. And he said, well, okay, Jesus, we will, but, you know, we've been out all night. We didn't catch anything. Nothing came in our net. Well, when they did that, if I can have the next slide, there were so many fish in that net that they couldn't get them all into one boat. They had to have another boat come over so that they could not sink because of all those boats. And that was because they heard Jesus, they listened to Jesus, and they did what he asked them to do. That's a blessing. That's the abundance of God's mercy and his grace because of us following what he wants us to do. Now, on a little different scale, we can do things that he wants us to do by being nice to each other, caring for other people like we care for ourselves, listening to our moms and our dads, not fighting with our brother or our sister, those types of things. That's what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to be careful and concerned for each other. What do you think? You guys can do all that? Okay. How about you pray with me? Jesus, we know you want us to be good. We know that sometimes we don't pay attention to what you're saying. But please, Lord, let us hear you so that we can follow your will. And we all said together, amen. Thanks, guys. Oh, hang on. I'm sorry. How about that? I got this big bag and I forgot about it. You want to hang those up for me? I got goldfish. Because fish are important. Okay? I want you to think about fish.